You know, Donald Trump, sometimes you play just too doggone much. All jokes aside, what are you up to, Donald Trump? Is this a 6-year-long hidden camera reality show? Are you shooting a documentary entitled How to Prove You're Crazy? I'm starting to wonder if they're right about you, Donald Trump.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone, baby.
I'm starting to wonder if maybe you shouldn't have the nuclear launch codes. I guess I have to give the benefit of the doubt.
You know you've done me wrong.
Think this thing through.
And you'll be sorry.
It's Thanksgiving. I'm Kanye West and a radical hate monger. Where will we spend it?
It's gone away from me.
With family? Close friends? Maybe Mar-a-Lago. Have we been invited? If so, who invited us? Did we invite ourselves? Will there be Thanksgiving food there? Or will there be Burger King? Will anything about this seem weird? Now I have to think it through if I'm a Republican. I like lower taxes. I like less government, less regulations. Like a safer border. But I wonder, are there any other Republicans out there that share those values besides Donald Trump we can vote for?
The thrill is gone. It's gone away for good.
Oh, literally every single one of them. Oh, okay. Thanks for joining me. Today is December 3rd. How'd it get to be December already? You know how. It was October, then it was November, now it's December. Don't act stupid. Now let me just say to start out, full disclosure, this is my second attempt at doing this episode. My first attempt was about a 40-minute long rant where I just lost my mind for 40 minutes. Now, I'm not kidding you. I should play outtakes of it. I just yelled and screamed and just had a fit for a good 40 minutes. I want to try and condense that down and be much more reasonable in what I have to say. But I'm begging people to listen. I'm begging people to listen, to help me out, to let me know if I'm crazy or not, to let me know if I'm losing my mind. Am I making any sense on this podcast? I need people to listen. I need people to share it, and I need feedback. I'm begging you. I'm begging you now. In the past, I've come off a little bit, hey, listen if you want. Don't listen if you want. What do I care? But I do care. I do care if people listen. I do care if people share it. I think people might think this show is maybe bigger than it is. It's not in any way, shape, or form. It's not. If you wonder sometimes, who am I talking to? On the show, sometimes I'll say, hey, play the clip, or I'll say, turn the music down. I'm talking to myself. Ain't nobody else here. I'm trying to make the show sound big, but this is not a big show. I need help. I need help with this. But I need help for my own mental sanity, too. I need to know if I'm going crazy. That was the whole point of the show. The comparison group was supposed to be the control group in the middle. We're supposed to be the people who listen to this show, who follow the show, who subscribe on Apple, on Spotify, on Google, on Pandora, Amazon Music, any of the platforms you can get it, who pick up what I'm putting down. We're supposed to be the control group that you need to identify the crazy. There's just not crazy on the right. There's just not crazy on the left. There's crazy everywhere. But how can you identify it if you don't have the control group in the middle to look at and say, this is what relatively normal looks like? So I need to know, am I on the right track in staying relatively normal? Let me explain. I think podcasting offers a tremendous opportunity for people to get information in a honest and authentic way. But only if the people who are podcasting, only if the host is being honest and authentic. Now, to be honest and authentic, you can't just have one point of view. You just can't. If you're doing political podcasting, you can't just have one point of view if you're trying to be honest and authentic, because you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent in your honesty. But what I'm noticing since I started this, people who do political podcasting, they're either from the left or from the right. That's basically what they're about, primarily because that's what they've been about, because they've worked in politics, they've worked in the media, and now they're doing a podcast. And so they continue on with their political slant, whether it be the left or the right. But you can get that anywhere. You can get that. There's 50 million places you can get information from the left or from the right. So if you were going to start a political podcast, why would you start a political podcast saying, well, I see things, I have a left slant to me, I generally vote Democrat, so I'm going to do a left-leaning podcast. Why? What different information are you going to present that's not already out there? I mean, maybe you got a different way of presenting it, but you're going to end up presenting the same exact information that 50 million other people are presenting. Same thing if you do a right-leaning podcast, political podcast. You're going to be presenting pretty much the same information that's being presented in 50 million other places. So to me, podcasting offers an alternative. There's no agenda. There's no ratings really to worry about. You're just trying to get as many people to listen as you can. So in order to get as many people to listen as you can, why not offer something unique? Will smack my bottom and call me Susan when I found out people don't really want to hear something different. Not like they claim they do. Not like they claim they do. People claim they want something different. People claim they want to get the news. They want to get the information straightforward, no spin. Give it to me honest. Give it to me straight. Well, that means giving it to you from all sides. Am I crazy in saying that? Would you agree or would you disagree? If you want the honest, straight news, information, facts, you have to be willing to hear it, whether you like it or you don't. You just can't hear what you like and then call that information, complete information. Podcast offers you the opportunity to hear an alternative take on what's going on, such as the Trump Thanksgiving dinner. It will be reported on the exact same way, I assure you, in the left-leaning media and scarcely reported on in the right-leaning media. Well, here, I may have an alternative take. If I don't, I probably won't talk about it. But I do. My alternative take is, why are you determined to make Trump a white supremacist? Why? Why are people determined to peg Trump as a white supremacist? Don't you have to care about white people to be a white supremacist? Donald Trump does not care about white people. Donald Trump doesn't care about black people, Asian people, Jewish people. Donald Trump doesn't care about anyone except Donald Trump. Isn't that what we all understand? So why not stay consistent with that? Why not be consistent in what we all know and understand? Donald Trump does not care about anyone but Donald Trump, and therefore, Donald Trump had Kanye West and this other guy, I care not to learn his name, the other guy, to his home to use them to his advantage, whatever that was going to be, whatever business grift he was looking to do with those two individuals, I assure you it was to be to Donald Trump's benefit. Now, what's worse, a white supremacist or a guy who's willing to use white supremacists to his benefit? Which one's worse? And by the way, I'm saying white supremacist because everyone's saying white supremacist. If you listen to the show, you'll remember several episodes ago, I said I don't like the term white supremacist. I don't want to use it anymore because it got too confusing. I kept seeing too many black people saying the same things that supposed white supremacists were supposed to be saying. So it got a little confusing for me. I think it's kind of an outdated term. I think we need a new term. There's just too many black people. I keep seeing too many black people on Fox News, too many black people at Trump rallies. So it's confusing now. And so now what they're trying to do is they're trying to convince us, I guess, that black people can be white supremacists, that Kanye West can be a white supremacist. We got to believe that now. Look, you might be able to sell it to me, but I don't know if you're going to be able to sell it to that guy down there in the South who you've been telling for generations now that white people are white supremacists. I don't know. But in any case, that's just my alternative look at it. If Donald Trump wants to pal around with those two guys, let Donald Trump pal around with those two guys. You don't need to make him a white supremacist to make him, you know, the worst man on the planet. Just the fact that he's associating with them, understanding it's for business purposes, and understanding what happens to every single person who associates with Donald Trump, particularly for business purposes. What happens to them? They end up broke or in jail. Just ask the guy who just got convicted of seditious conspiracy and is facing 20 years in prison for following Donald Trump's lead. Just ask him. They end up broke or in jail. I can think of no better punishment for Kanye West and his other guy than to be associated with Donald Trump. So just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Let it play out. Why tip him off? Leave it alone long enough, Donald Trump will make Kanye West his campaign manager. Now, I don't know if I'm right or wrong in that. See how it plays out. But it's just an alternative take. Just a different take. How about Hunter Biden? This one really gets to me. This one really grates on me because I feel like it's the mistake that the Democrats just consistently make over and over again. Consistency. If you believe you're right, stay consistent. I'm going to repeat that. If you believe you're right, stay consistent. Hunter Biden. The Republicans announced, we're going to investigate Hunter Biden. Of course they are. Of course they are. Who didn't know they were going to do that? Again, listen, a ton of episodes ago, I told you, who didn't know that? I shouldn't pat myself on the back. Everybody knew. If the Republicans take control of Congress, they want to investigate Hunter Biden. And so why would you complain about that? Why would you fix your face to say, oh, these Republicans, how dare they? I thought they cared about inflation. Now all they're talking about is investigating Hunter Biden. Why would you say that? Your answer to the Republicans saying they want to investigate Hunter Biden is good. Good. Have at it. We believe no one is above the law. Isn't that what you've been saying for the past 6 years? No one is above the law. We believe in investigations. We believe in people answering subpoenas. We believe in people showing up to testify. Even the President of the United States. Would you like Joe Biden to come in and testify, or would you be willing to give him a take-home test where he decides what the questions are? He can have his team of lawyers write out the answers to the questions that he decides you're allowed to ask. How would you like to do it? How would you like to handle the subpoenas? How would you like to handle the questioning of individuals? Can they come in and just plead the fifth almost 300 times, as Donald Trump just did a few weeks ago in his fraud case? Are you okay with that? Can they just come in and plead the fifth? Will you understand that's their constitutional right? Or will you ask, what do they got to hide? Which standard are you going to hold in this investigation? But by all means, please hurry up, do the investigation. We don't know what you're looking for because Hunter Biden has pretty much already admitted he was on drugs. He didn't pay taxes. He fathered a child out of wedlock. I mean, what are you looking to embarrass him with here? What do you think, he's hiding money somewhere? Okay, go find it. You think his father's hiding money? Joe Biden released his taxes. I seem to know there's somebody who has not released his taxes. So if you think he's hiding money, he's released his taxes, go find the money if that's the investigation you want to do. But hurry up, because we want to hurry up and get to the pardon. What? Yeah, we want to hurry up and get to the pardon. Surely you're not against pardons now, are you? Isn't that a better answer than, I thought the Republicans cared about inflation. How dare they investigate? No, investigate. Be consistent. If you're right, stay consistent. Investigate. We love investigations. No one's above the law. That's just a couple of examples of just an alternate way to look at things. And I don't want to say I'm the only guy saying it. Like I say, just because you don't hear it doesn't mean there's not someone else out there saying it. But I know, I watch enough media, listen to enough media to know there's not a ton of people in the mainstream media on the left and the right who say anything different from one another. They pretty much all cover the same exact story and cover it in the same exact way. Same exact way. What drives me crazy is a lot of times after like 2-3 days, maybe a week, sometimes 2 weeks, they'll say what I said. Drives me crazy. Now, does that make me a genius? Yes, it probably does. But even so, what I'm saying is kind of common sense. You don't have to be a genius to say, hey, let's be consistent. Let's just stay consistent. If we believe we're right in our positions, let's just stay consistent on our positions regardless of who's on the hot seat, who's up or down in the polls, regardless of whether or not we think the election went the way we wanted it to go or it didn't. That's another one that I think the Democrats just made a huge mistake by not remaining consistent. You make it too easy. You make it far too easy for the other side, for conservatives, when you don't remain consistent. I don't want to get into it. I want to keep this show very short because it's the holidays. During the holidays, I'm going to try and keep all these shows fairly short. But I could play you clip after clip after clip. I played you some a couple episodes ago in the last episode of conservatives calling liberals election deniers because of all the clips. Hakeem Jeffries is one of the ones they're playing right now because Hakeem Jeffries consistently called Donald Trump an illegitimate president, went on the floor of Congress and talked about Donald Trump not being the legitimate president because of Russian interference, not accepting Donald Trump as the legitimate president because of election interference. So what are they going to say? Hey, look, election denier. They're making the guy who's an election denier, he's taking over the role of the minority leader for the Democrats, and he's an election denier. Why? No consistency. No consistency. If they alleged election fraud after 2020, say, okay, what you got? What you got? Well, let's investigate. Let's put together a committee. Let's bring in the evidence. Bring in the evidence of the fraud. Let's take a look at it. What you got? We're in control. We'll start it. Democrats are in control of the House, of the Senate. We will start the investigation for you. Just present the evidence. We are interested in free and fair elections. If you think there was wrongdoing, let's start the investigation. Present us your evidence. That's the answer, not this was the most secure election in the history of a. Why would you say that? You went from 2016, this election, Russians, fraud, to this was the safest election, the most secure election in history. That's not going to fly with even the most reasonable Trump supporter, even the most reasonable conservative Republican. That's not going to fly. You go from 2016, it was wrought with fraud, to 2020, the safest we've ever had. Because your guy won, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. Stay consistent. Say, okay, fine. You think there was fraud? Let's investigate. We think the Russians might have tried to meddle in this one, too. We want to investigate that. When you go by the same playbook every single time, it's very easy to play defense against you. If you're a basketball team and you come down to court every single time and run the exact same play, it's very easy for me to defend against you. And that's exactly what I see in conservative media. And that's exactly why I do this podcast the way I do it, is to try and point out to the Democrats, it's very easy to play defense against you. And if you're scratching your head and you're wondering, why do these people still support Trump? Why are these people still supporting a Republican Party? Why can't we win some of these states, some of these districts, some of these take control of some of these state legislators that we really should be able to take control of? Because Republicans aren't doing anything to make their lives better. So why is it such a struggle for us to wrestle control away from some of these state legislators, some of these governor's houses. Why? Because you're running the same play every time and it's easy to play defense against you. Please listen to me. Am I crazy? This is what I'm saying. I'm begging you. Tell me. Am I seeing something wrong? Am I crazy? Because I started questioning. Man, maybe I'm all wrong in how I'm doing this. Maybe I got to pick a side. You know, maybe I get too rough sometimes on the Trump people. Maybe I get too rough sometimes on the Bernie people. On the Alexandria, I'm facing the trials of Job Ocasio-Cortez. Maybe I'm too rough and they just don't like it. They're never going to accept a show like that. Maybe I got to get more to the left. Maybe I got to get more to the right. And then I said, no, I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it. This is the way I'm doing the podcast. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be consistent in my criticism. I'm going to be consistent in my praise. I'm going to be consistent in giving my opinions. I'm going to be consistent in my discussions. This is the direction that this podcast is going in. Are you with me? Is you coming or is you ain't? I'm not asking you to live your life based on what I say. I'm not asking you to accept every single thing I say. I don't accept everything I say. I'm saying mix it in. Mix it in. If you listen to left-leaning radio in the morning, if you watch Morning Joe on MSNBC every morning, and then you listen to left-leaning radio on the ride to work, and then you talk to people who agree with you, mix this in. Mix this in. Think about it. How many different people do you talk to in a given day? I'm talking about unique, different people. I'm not talking about coworkers. I'm not talking about family members. I'm not talking about friends. I'm talking about different, unique, diverse people in any given day. How many do you interact with? None. Almost none. To have a conversation? Maybe the guy you give your money to at the gas pump? But other than that, how many different people on any given day do you interact with where there's an exchange of information? None. So wouldn't it behoove you to go to a source of information that's going to be a little different and unique and diverse in the thinking? Wouldn't that help? Wouldn't that make you smarter? Don't we all want to be smarter and more informed? Please listen. Please listen and tell me if I'm crazy. Go back and listen to a couple of episodes. Is there anything in there that I said that was informative? When I talked about how there are rules for setting interest rates, and for some reason the Fed had not been following the rules, I thought that was interesting and informative. When I gave you my 10 principles for starting a third party, I thought that was interesting and informative. When I gave you some bullet points on how you might be able to have a productive conversation with a reasonable Trump supporter, I thought that was interesting and informative. When I gave 3 separate solutions for workers at Starbucks in the last episode to fight back and maybe help them in their cause to unionize, I thought that was interesting and informative. And here's what I know about all those things I just said. Nobody else was talking about it. Nobody else was talking about those things. The principles, the solutions for the Starbucks union, how to talk to Trump supporters, the rules central banks are supposed to follow to set interest rates. No one else was talking about it. Not in that way. Not in the way I was talking about it. It was unique and it was original. I don't have 1 million listeners. I don't have 500,000 followers on Twitter. How many followers do I have on Twitter? I know there's somebody on Twitter who tweets the same nonsense every single day. That's got 700,000 followers on Twitter. I just unfollowed her. Sometimes I don't even want to tell you the gender of a person because I don't want to call people out. If I say too much, people go look and say, oh, I wonder who he's talking about. But 700,000 followers on Twitter tweets the same nonsense every day. If you go to the profile, you go, who is this person? What's this person all about? She's selling clothes. She's selling clothes. That's the hustle. I'm not knocking anybody's hustle, but the same nonsense every single day. I'm racking my brain trying to come up with original thoughts to post on Twitter. Something funny, something intelligent, something unique. How many followers do I have on Twitter? This person has 700,000. How many do I have? 68,000. I guess that's not bad. I mean, it's nowhere near 700,000.
68, as in 6'8".
Oh, that's a little disheartening. Follow me on Twitter, @comparison_show. Let me start to wrap up by saying this. It's about being critical of yourselves. It's about the Democratic Party being more critical of themselves. If I'm a left-leaning person, okay, if I consider myself a left-leaning person, if I consider myself a Democrat, and I start a left-leaning podcast, I'm going to have left-leaning listeners. I don't want that because I'm probably not going to get constructive criticism. If I'm left-leaning and I'm talking only to left-leaning people, I'm probably not going to get very much pushback. There's a show on Sirius XM that I haven't really listened to very much lately. I started listening to it a few years ago, and it was a fantastic show. The host was so good. He would take calls, and he would kind of have a back and forth with people. And a lot of the people would call in, and they'd try and, you know, get him every which way. He was a left-leaning guy, and he'd get these right-leaning people who'd call in, and they'd try and get him, boy, but he was good. He was good at knocking down their talking points. And then all of a sudden, he just decided to stop taking their calls. Or if he did take their calls, he would just hang up on them in 10 seconds, yell at them and hang up. So the show started to become not only not as good, but way less informative. Because when he used to fight with the people, you would learn something in that fight. You would learn something in how he was dealing with their talking points. So it was a very informative show for you if you were from the left. And I would say, man, more people need to hear this. It's such a shame. He's preaching to the choir. That's what everyone is doing now. They're preaching to the choir. I don't want to preach to the choir. I want some non-believers in the audience. I want to get into a back and forth with some non-believers because that's how you learn. That's how other people who are listening learn from that back and forth, from taking that criticism, by having that good, hearty discussion. But why is it so important? It's important because I believe, from my perspective, from what I see, I believe we as a country are facing a new enemy of misinformation that we don't understand. Oh, what are you saying, comparison group guy? Everybody knows this misinformation. No. Listen to me now. Tell me if I'm crazy. We are facing an enemy of misinformation that we do not understand. We think, or I should say, some people believe, we need to fight this misinformation with the truth. We need to fight back against the misinformation by putting the truth out there. People are living in two separate realities. That's what you keep hearing, correct? People are living in two separate realities. Well, it's true. We are. But the reason we're living in two separate realities is because both groups have put themselves in two separate realities. You would be completely mistaken to think that the right wing of American politics has put themselves into an alternate reality and you have not. It's not about you're in the correct reality and they're in the wrong reality. It's about people putting themselves in two separate realities. Forget about who's right or wrong. That doesn't matter. What matters is that we exist in two separate realities. There's no overlap of information. No one on the left is trying to get information from the right. No one on the right is trying to get information from the left. And so it's not that things are misleading. It's that people don't know. They don't know because they're not getting the information. It's very important. I keep trying to stress that. It's very important to get the information. If you don't want to go over there to the right to get it, come here. I'll try and give it to you as best I can. But to me, it's like a generational thing. It's like a miscommunication, like it would be a generational thing. You hear some of these young kids out here talking about some of these online type apps or programs or whatever the heck. And it's like they're talking a whole other language. You don't even know what they're talking about. They're like, you know, I'm going to post a video up on Twitch and I'm going to kickstand that to you in your snap up and go ahead and TikTok that out for me. What? What are you talking about? It's like that. Neither side knows what the other one's talking about because they're talking about two completely separate things. There's no overlap. That's a problem. That's a major problem. That's the misinformation. It's not about, well, we just got to get the truth out there. We just got to start a website that has the truth. What's the problem with that? Who's going to go to the website? The same people who are concerned about the misinformation. The people living in the alternate reality that don't believe they're being misinformed, they're not going to that website to get the correct information. Waste of time. There's a fantastic marketing lesson to be learned about that from something that happened. It was made into a movie called Barbarians at the Gate, if I recall. I believe that was the name of the movie. It was way back in, I guess, the 80s that RJR Nabisco wanted to come up with a smokeless cigarette. Smoking had become very unpopular. You know, it was popular. You could smoke indoors, smoke on a plane, smoke everywhere. And then it got, you know, kind of leaked out how unhealthy cigarettes were, secondhand smoke. And so RJR Nabisco, big tobacco company, came up with the brilliant idea to come up with a smokeless cigarette. And they invested millions in R&D, in research and development, to come up with this smokeless cigarette. And they made it, and they put it out, and nobody bought it. Nobody bought it. And so they did an examination to figure out, why in the heck is nobody buying this smokeless cigarette? It solves the problem. You can now smoke indoors. You can now smoke on a plane. There's no smoke. Why aren't people buying it? And the answer that they got back was, the only people who care about there being no smoke in their face are people who don't smoke. And people who don't smoke don't buy cigarettes. It's a fantastic marketing lesson that teaches you, if you do not talk to the right people and understand the point of view of the right people, you're going to waste a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money. And so I listen to all the left-leaning shows, all the media shows, talk about the big victory for the Democrats after the midterms. If that's what you were listening to, you have no reason to believe the midterms was anything but a big victory for the Democrats. But over there on that other side, that other point of view, they know Florida is a lock. No matter who's running, whether it's DeSantis, whether it's Trump, whether it's somebody else, Florida is a lock. Ohio is probably a lock. Georgia is certainly not something that the Democrats can put in their column. And so any Republican, be it Trump, be it DeSantis, all they really need is Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. That's excluding picking up some of those other states, an Arizona, a New Mexico, a Colorado. I know, kind of a stretch there, but not out of the question. So really, the only thing that stopped Republicans from being almost assured of total control in 2024 were two crazy candidates the Republicans put up in Pennsylvania. That's it. That's the only thing that saved 2024 potentially for the Democrats. Had the Republicans put up better candidates for that Senate seat and for the governor instead of Mastriano and Dr. Oz, Pennsylvania would probably be locked up for the Republicans in 2024. That's how close we came to Donald Trump probably getting reelected in 2024. And yet, the Democrats have not stopped patting themselves on the back since the midterms, have not stopped patting themselves on the back, calling it a great victory. I'm telling you this to be honest and consistent in my criticism or in my praise, because that's the direction this show is going in. Maybe other people will go another direction, and maybe they'll get more listeners and have more success than I will, but I'm staying in this direction. Is you coming or is you ain't? Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. You know I do. You know I do. Try and do a little different. Some people got their way, I got my way. I appreciate the investment in time. I joke around, but I never joke around about that. I truly appreciate people investing their time. I try and make it worth your while. I hope if you enjoyed it, if you got something out of it, you'll help me out and you'll share it. You know, I think I'm only going to start telling people to go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I got to start building up in those charts. That's how you get noticed. You get listeners. You got to get up on the charts. You know, some people just buy their way into the charts. This is what I'm noticing. I don't have any money to buy my way into the charts, that's for sure. I need your help. So go to your Facebook, go to your Twitter, go to your whatever. You can copy the link from Apple Podcasts, from Spotify, from anywhere. And then just paste it. Copy and paste it. Share it. But don't expect anybody to tell you that they listen to it. Trust me. For whatever reason, people will not give, the same way they don't give me a whole lot of feedback, they won't give you feedback. Trust me. Don't let that stop you from sharing it. Share it, share it, share it. If you like it, share it. If you don't like it, share it. See what people think. I appreciate it. I'll see you next time.